Sirach, chapter 6. Reproach will give you an evil name and shame to inherit. So it will be with an evil man who is double-tongued. Do not fall into the hand of your desire, or it will smother your strength over you. It will eat your leaves and root out your fruit, and leave you like a dry tree. For excessive desire destroys its owners, and the gladness of an enemy will overtake them. A sweet mouth grows a friend, and graceful lips will greet saying, peace. Let the men who greet you saying, peace, be many. But the owner of your secret, one among a thousand. Have you gotten a friend? Get him in trial, and do not be in a hurry to rely on him. For there is a fair-weathered friend, who will not continue in the day of trouble. There is a friend who turns into an enemy, and with strife he will uncover your reproach. There is a friend who is company at a table, but will not be found in the day of evil. When things are good for you, he is like you. But when things are bad for you, he will despise you. If evil overtakes you, he will turn against you, and he will hide himself from your face. Separate yourself from your enemies. Take heed of your friends. A faithful friend is a solid friend, and he who finds him, finds wealth. For a faithful friend, there is no price, and there is no weight for his goodness. A faithful friend is a bundle of life. He who fears God will obtain it. For as much as he is, so is his fellow man. And as his name is, so is his value. My son, from your youth choose understanding. And until your gray head you will attain wisdom. As the plowman and as the reaper, come near to her. And wait for the abundance of her increase. For in serving her, you will serve a little. And tomorrow you will eat her fruit. To a fool, she is one who restrains. And he who is void of understanding will not bear her. She will be like a burdensome stone on him. And he will not delay to cast her away. For as her name is, so is her instruction. And she is not plain to many. Incline your shoulder and carry her. And do not be weary of her bundle. Inquire and conduct a search, seek and find. And take hold of her and don't let her go, for afterward you will find her rest. And it will be changed to a delight for you, and she will be for you a net, a place of strength. And she will bundle the net with garments of gold. Her yoke is an ornament of gold. And her bonds are a cord of blue. You will put her on as garments of glory. And crown yourself with her as a crown of beauty. If it pleases you, my son, you will become wise. And if you establish your heart, you will become prudent. If you will bring yourself to hear, and incline your ear, you will be instructed. Be pleased to hear all talk. And do not let a proverb of understanding get away from you. See who understands and seek him diligently. And let your foot wear away his threshold. Diligently consider the fear of the Most High, and always study his commandments, and he will give your heart understanding, and according to that which you desire, he will teach you wisdom.